Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain?
Welcome back to 17 Tale. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Sir Elton bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tamar Jacoby is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of immigrationworksusa.org, right?
That's
right,
correct.
Tamar?
Yep.
So
yep.
Check that out. Tamar, we were talking about the political insanity and kabuki dance, maybe you could call it, that goes on in Washington, D.C. between the president, between Congress, between the two parties, between factions within the parties, mostly on the Republican side. You and I have been talking about this for 11 years. It seems like we've made no progress, but all that has happened is we've never really gotten any kind of bills. We have been getting a lot of issues, anybody watching this would have to say it seems like both parties just want to use immigration as a political football to kick back and forth to try to gain some kind of a favor with one side or the other and not try to come to the table and solve it. It looks like there's no leadership in Washington on this issue.
Okay, so I want to differ with you a little bit. The big picture I agree with. It has become a political football, and both sides are using it. Where I'm going to differ with you is that there are people in both parties who do want to solve it, and Republicans have come a long, long way in more and more Republicans, including House Republicans, and people who most people don't, you know, the New York Times would never agree, want to solve it. There are many more people than you think who do want to solve it. And that's good. That's
important. But they want to solve it on the Republican side. They want to solve it on their way. But their worlds apart with
the Democrats.
No,
that's not true. There are people in both parties who are in the same ballpark.
Where do they align? What do they align on?
They're aligned on all the three parts. They're aligned on you need tougher enforcement on the border and in the workplace. You need an answer for the people already here, and Democrats want a path to citizenship. Republican reformers tend to want a path to legal status.
Right.
Come on, that's a difference you could resolve. That seems like a big difference, but it's resolvable. And they all both agree that you have to make changes to the existing system so that this doesn't happen in the future. We're close to a deal when you get the right people in the room. But you're right. You're right. Let's go back to where you started. You're right that there are people in both parties, strong factions, sometimes small but strong, who would rather use this as a political football than solve it.
Well, Harry Reid, this was never going to happen where any Republican could get a smidgen, to use a president's word, to get a smidgen of credit for it. Harry Reid in the Senate was never going to let that happen.
Well, you know, but I mean, look, the bill that passed in 2013, you can complain about it, and it passed, you know, that was not on Harry Reid's watch.
Yeah.
The bill that passed in 2013, I have some complaints about that bill, but it was certainly a bipartisan bill, and it passed with votes from both parties. I mean, it's been a combination of it's been very hard going, and the circumstances have been bad.
Now, it's 13 months. Less than that. It's 12 and a half months away from the
next
election.
Nothing's going to happen until there's a new president.
But isn't it going to be something that they're both going to go at each other with? Are they going to raise money on immigration? And there's going to be heated rhetoric, ugly rhetoric, bad, all kinds of...
Well, that depends who the Republican nominee is, right? I mean, the Republicans are going to have a fight about it until they have a nominee. And, you know, Trump takes one kind of position, and somebody like Jeb Bush and Bush takes another kind of position, and Rubio somewhere in between, probably close to Bush.
Do you see Trump getting the nomination?
He could. I mean, I don't say no anymore.
If he gets close to that, do you think the other Republicans will sabotage him?
Well, I mean, they've been trying for a while, right?
But that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that the establishment... The GOP elites are never going to let him become president.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm not. You can tell me the scenario how they stop him.
Agree, but they're going to do what they can to stop him. I mean, what? How? That's insane to me.
Well, I mean, I don't. That's a whole different subject. I mean, I don't. I'm not a Donald Trump supporter. I don't think he. You know, he's not my nominee for president.
I'm not necessarily either. But if he gets the nominee, if you're a Republican, you need to support him.
Well, that's a whole different question. I don't have to deal with that.
Isn't immigration one of the things they differ on?
Well, yeah, but so now Donald Trump is using immigration as to rally his voters. Do I think once we hit the general election, Donald Trump isn't going to find a way to talk about it differently? I do.
Yeah, well, they all do that. Well, here's one quick question. We've got a minute left. Do you think Donald Trump could come near getting the Hispanic vote than any of the other Republicans?
Well, okay, small, you know, he claims he's popular with Hispanics. I'm sure he can get some Hispanic votes. You know, is he going to do well with Hispanics? It's hard to see. I mean, look, you know, Obama beat Romney, I think it was, I'm going to get the numbers a little wrong now, 71 to 27,
wow.
I believe it was, among Latino voters. You know, we don't, Republicans don't have to get all Latino voters, most
people
need to get
at least
40%.
What about a Trump Rubio?
Well, would Rubio ever run with him?
That I don't know.
Kind of unlikely.
What about a Trump-Cruz ticket?
I don't think they'll get Latino votes. Look, immigration is not the top issue that Latinos care about, but it's a litmus test issue.
Mm-hmm.
They care about education. They care about the economy. They care about.
I don't think that's how they vote, though. They say that, but I don't think that's how they vote.
But the point is, if you say to people, I don't like people like you, which is how they hear.
Yeah, that's what they hear
from people talk about immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Then they don't vote for you. It doesn't matter whether they agree with you.
Education or not. Right, I know it. Hold on to that thought. Immigration. I'm sorry. Immigration Works.
USA.org.
There it is. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.